Back now with Day to Day. Kidnapping, mysterious disappearances, and vampires. Ah, the joys that await you at the movie theaters this weekend. Here's Mark Jordan Legan with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Ben Affleck makes his directorial debut with the crime drama Gone Baby Gone. Starring his brother Casey Affleck as a private detective trying to find a missing child, the gritty mystery also stars Ed Harris and Morgan Freeman.
What you probably didn't hear, and what I hope you never have to deal with, Mr. Nero, is what that feels like, what I have to deal with. Knowing that our little girl likely died crying out for me to come and save her. And I never did.
Overall, the critics applaud Gone Baby Gone. Even though the Wall Street Journal complains of the film's unrelenting grimness, the Hollywood Reporter calls it thoughtful, deeply poignant, and splendidly executed, and the Washington Post shouts, taut, fast, and achingly authentic. Another serious drama opening today, Rendition, tackles the subject of terror suspects being illegally detained. Reese Witherspoon stars as a woman whose Egyptian-born husband is questioned at an airport, and once in U.S. custody, he disappears.
No one has told me why I'm here or what I've done. This is crazy. I want my clothes, and I want to speak to a lawyer immediately.
Yes. Yes, of course you do. I have just a few questions.
The nation's critics all complain of a missed opportunity. About the highest praise is when the New York Times cites a well-meaning, honorable movie, which is not to say it is a very good one. And the rest of the reviews pretty much back the Village Voice's assessment of Rendition as generic and lackluster. And with Halloween soon approaching, you Fright fans can take in 30 Days of Night. Based on the popular graphic novel, this violent horror film is set in a small town in Alaska where darkness descends for a month. And what nocturnal creatures happen to come by to hang out? Owls? Raccoons? Nope. Wouldn't you know it? Vicious, bloodthirsty vampires.
Just bring me a bowl of raw hamburger.
You can only get meat two ways around here. Frozen or burnt.
The critics are split on this one. Entertainment Weekly complains that 30 Days of Night is relentless, but it's also relentlessly one note. But USA Today finds it chilling, and Variety howls that it has a catchy premise and quite enough splatter to satisfy gore hounds. Now, when they say gore, I believe they mean as in fans of bloody, gruesome action, not gore as in Al Gore. Then again, who's to say that this recent reported increase in vampire attacks isn't related to global warming? I wonder if winning the Nobel Peace Prize would prevent Al Gore from becoming a vampire hunter. NPR should look into that.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles.
Stop. Have a time.